All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike DeTelli along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be on until 6:30 tonight, and then we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network, and you can hear the Saints Coaches Show right here on the Big 870 WWL. It'll be the Saints Coaches Show with Mike Hoss hosting, and he'll have on with him Saints head coach Dennis Allen. And Coach Allen's guest tonight will be veteran tight ends coach Clancy Barone. And then at 7:30, they vie off for the first time the two Heisman Trophy winning quarterbacks from LSU as the Cincinnati Bengals and Joe Burrow play Jaden Daniels and the Washington Commanders. Before we go to our triple option feature, Bob, when it rains, it pours. And this guy, he got talent. He just can't stay healthy. But it was announced about a half an hour ago that Detroit Lions starting defensive end Marcus Davenport, who had that run here with the Saints, he suffered a season-ending torn tricep. So he is out for the year. Man, you talk about talent. He just can't stay healthy for anything. So Marcus Davenport out with the Lions with a torn tricep.
Well, Mike, he goes, and he's been well compensated, Saints, Vikings. He's there 1 year. I want to say they gave him like $11, $12 million. And then the Saints coaches that are now with the Lions, the ex-coaches, Coach Campbell, Aaron Glenn, they're all familiar with him and his potential. So he goes from the Vikings to the Lions, and then now he's out. Mike, he might be, I'm telling you, one of the most gifted, talented players in NFL history as a pro football player that's always hurt. I mean, it's unbelievable. We can see the flashes and how he could blow up tackles and just his skill set. But, Mike, to play a season, I don't know, he can even play a month. You know, you can't even have him for a month. I mean, from Texas, San Antonio.
Right.
The Roadrunners.
Frank Wilson was coaching him back then.
Yep. And Mike, no, that's just sad because, and he's kind of a weird cat, you know, and nothing wrong. He's into poetry, nothing wrong with that, but he always seemed a little out there. I think he was so gifted. I don't know if he necessarily loved football.
I think he liked it.
Yeah.
I don't know about loving it.
Yeah, because he's seen how potentially, he saw he could be very good at it. But yeah, Mike, boy, that's some. And that is interesting.
Out for the season.
Ending torn tricep. And, Mike, I want to say, look at that when you figure it out. Between the Vikings and I want to say the Lions, they probably played him $25 million. I don't think he even played for a month. He might have played like a handful of games at most. Maybe not even that much.
Ain't a lot. And as we ended our number two, bringing up, man, an important piece of the puzzle. You talk about a crazy offseason. It's been now into the 2024 season for the 49ers. Christian McCaffrey, seeing a doctor with his tendonitis in his Achilles, which apparently is not healing well. And, you know, he goes to Germany to see doctors to try to help him out in that category. How big of a piece of the puzzle Christian McCaffrey is to that 49ers offense.
Yeah, that's what I was asking, whether that's stem cell research. And
they way ahead of the United States on a lot of that.
It could be they might be more lenient.
That part, too.
You know, with the FDA, whether it's federally approved United States where you have more leeway and, the testing and all that comes about. Like, for instance, even Bob Marley. You know, when Bob Marley in the early 80s, he had cancer, and then he kind of put it off. And then, and having brain cancer, he even went to have treatment in Germany. So, you know, you get desperate, and you're trying to get it right.
Try anything.
Yeah, yeah, to get it right. So, no, that's serious. Because you never want nothing like that. Because Christian McCaffrey got to be able to run. And if you're dealing with your Achilles
is messed up.
No, and how you're trying to get a rebirth Achilles. So that's why I just speculated, said stem cell research. Maybe they could inject that. I don't know enough about it to be able to, you know, revive that Achilles with Christian McCaffrey. Because, Mike, no, he's a big part of what the 49ers want to do, obviously, going forward.
What a crazy year. Almost since the end of the season.
That's why.
But no, but Mike, you get a chance, you got to win it.
That's why you can't use injuries as an excuse. Yeah. Oh, we didn't have McCoy and then Taysom Hill. Look at the 49ers, how beat up they are. Look at the Rams. It was like.
The Rams won that game yesterday. Well,
yeah.
The 49ers don't spend a lot of time, I don't think, on special teams.
Right.
You can sort of tell. But the Rams do, and that's how they were able to win that game yesterday.
Yeah, you look, it's like the who's who wasn't playing, like two handfuls of both the Rams and the 49ers. That was a significant win for Matthew Stafford and the Rams. Division, 2-for-1. You know, we all say that. The 49ers got off to a great start,
but then did the game.
The Rams kept fighting.
They were fighting on the field and in the stands.
Well, and then you know what else? That's why you just got to be a pro. It was a home game for the 49ers at SoFi.
Yep.
So that's why you say, like, oh, do we have – the Rams don't have home field advantage in Los Angeles. They had more 49ers than fans, but the Rams still won. So that you gotta just get it done on the field and let the fans – don't want to cheer for you. Let them cheer for you and not worry about a hostile visitor environment.
Well, it was a hostile environment. Bob, it's our triple option feature. You go first.
Well, I think I'd save this because it just shows you, I guess, the day and age we live in. And it's dealing with University of Tennessee volunteers and, you know, the name, image, and likeness. We all know the transfer portal, but name, image, and likeness. Tennessee, the university, adds 10% fee on tickets to pay players. Now, Tennessee has announced a price hike for their football tickets starting in 2025, with most of the increase going specifically to help pay players. Now, the increase, you know, they told all the season ticket holders, they sent them an email, emailed the season ticket holders, a new 10% talent fee for all invoices, and what they were explaining to them is to help fund the proposed revenue share for the athletes in helping Tennessee attract and to keep the best talent. Now, their athletic director, Danny White, I think he did a video link and explaining the reason for the price hike per seat across Neyland Stadium. And he went on to say, as the collegiate model changes, we have to remain flexible. Then he went on to say that being Danny White, the AD, the price hike, which includes a 4.5% increase on top of the 10% talent fee. This will give our teams the best chance to bring a championship home to Rocky Top. So the Tennessee Volunteers are a pro team. And Mike, they officially...
Well, they're all pro teams.
But they're out in the open telling you. You want to be in that number? You're talking about 100,000? No. Mike, right then... They telling you where the money's going. 10% talent fee. We got to keep the players here. We got to get more players to come here. And then when you throw in there a 4.5% increase in the season tickets on top of the 10% talent fee.
Jeez.
So, and you know what? In Knoxville.
It's the world we living in.
And in Knoxville, Tennessee will sell out.
Oh, no question.
You know, they fill that stadium.
Bob, also, too, Adam Scheffner's reporting that Javon Hargrove, the 49ers defensive tackle, who they spent a lot of money on bringing him in from Philly, he suffered a partial triceps tear Sunday, and they think he is likely out for the rest of the season. So not only are they worried about McCaffrey,
right.
Potentially here, Javon Hargrove, who they spent a lot of money on last offseason, he has also suffered a partial triceps tear and he is most likely out for the rest of the 2024 season. It continues this sort of dominoes
And I don't know, Charlie and Mike, how y'all feel about this, but I don't know. Right now, to me, the NFC is wide open. I mean, who's playing more?
It's like that in the AFC too.
Nah, the Chiefs. Until you knock out the Chiefs.
I don't disagree.
No. There ain't nobody in the NFC like the Chiefs.
No, I agree with that.
I'm not saying the Chiefs are going to three-peat, but I'm saying it just seems like they always find out a way to win.
They do it ugly.
Exactly. But who's better in the NFC right now than the Vikings? Look at the Vikings.
Sam Darnold.
Yes. It's crazy. That's why I think it's wide open in the NFC.
He went in for imaging today on his knee that he got banged up. Looks as though he'll be okay. Looks like it's a sprained knee. But, again, man, you see all these injuries, and it is a game of attrition at this stage. And it's still very, very early in the 2024 season.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Charlie, you next.
I'll make it quick here, guys. I'm going with the Antonio Pierce's comments after the Raiders suffered that embarrassing 36-22 loss to the Panthers yesterday. You know, they were joking on the broadcast that Carolina fans are going to build a statue of Andy Dalton, who was just fantastic in his debut performance this season with the Panthers, throwing for 319 yards and three touchdowns. But Antonio Pierce after the game said, quote, "I think as the game went on, I don't think it was the team. I think there was definitely some individuals that made business decisions and will make business decisions going forward as well." And, you know, he was asked about that comment today. He said, "I didn't bite my tongue. I don't bite my tongue." And a lot of people are thinking he's talking about Davante Adams, the wide receiver. Steve Geller, our producer, sent me this. He said, "Davante Adams' trade odds for 31 teams are already out via betonline.ag. The number one betting odds favorite, as you can imagine, is the New York Jets, combining Davante Adams with former quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Number two, the Kansas City Chiefs, which I can never see happening. That's like trading Chris Olave to the Falcons. I mean, divisional rivals, it just doesn't make sense. The Baltimore Ravens at number three, the Buffalo Bills at number four, the Steelers at number five, and the New Orleans Saints at number six.
Interesting. The Saints could use another playmaker. Well, but I don't know if you want to pay that money to Devontae.
Yeah, especially when he might have, if things don't go his way, a prima donna attitude. You know what I mean?
All receivers seem to have that.
Well, I'd say most of them, not all. I would say the top guys. Yeah, I would say most.
But
of
if you got Aaron Rodgers on the team, you ain't worried about his.
Okay, he got paid. I think Justin Jefferson got a good attitude with the Vikings.
Yeah,
right?
And
look, he's the highest paid guy. So I mean,
he got a real good attitude now. You got paid.
Yeah, but I'm saying,
but he's like, always been a good dude.
You look, Jamar Chase and all, but I don't think it's 100%. Because I played with prima donna receivers.
They weren't good.
They want the ball. You know.
And some of them you played with weren't talented.
No. Some of them I think they're better than what they really are. So,
we've talked about this in the offseason about sacks. So far this season, the Vikings lead the NFL with 16 sacks. The Giants and the Jets, the two New York teams, each have 14. The Texans, 13. Right after that, Saints, Broncos, Packers, Seahawks with 11. So that has been the tick up from this football team from a year ago. Their ability to finish the deal and get sacks. Total now 11.
We got to score more than 12 points.
Yeah, that. Well, in the last game, yes. So we'll see what happens when they play against the Falcons.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.